There you have it, some new stuff from the Signal Light. Just heard When I Stopped Loving You, Picking a Fight in the Chasm. So, do you write all this stuff, Justine?
I do.
You write all the lyrics and the band fleshes out the other part, or do you do that as well?
Yeah, so I generally speaking, I write the lyrics and the melody and the chord progression, and then the band members make up their own parts to go along with it, which is great.
Yeah, well, those band members, they know what they're doing.
They sure do. So, yeah, it's really, actually, it's really, like, one of the greatest feelings in the world to have a new song and then have the band learn it and start playing their parts, and all of a sudden, it's a real song, you know?
Yeah.
It's thrilling.
I remember when I saw you at Stop and Shop 12, 13 years ago, when you told me, you said, I'm starting a label. And I don't know if COVID had hit yet. I think I think we were aware of it.
I started the label during COVID.
So it had hit.
Yeah, right, but before that, I was doing a festival, the Whistle Stop Rock Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had booked stuff all winter, spring, and going into the summer of 2020. And, of course, we only got to do two shows. So the label became something to do during COVID and a way to put music out and, you know, keep building the audience for these artists that I thought were really incredible.
Yeah. The Whistle Stop was on the show.
We came down and did the show, and did we play? Or no, I think we just talked.
No, you played in here.
We did some solo stuff.
The Chelsea Curve played in here, and I remember thinking, these guys are great.
The Chelsea Curve played? Yeah, you're right, a bunch
just
of the bands
Tim
that
and,
were,
you know, just Tim and Linda. But.
And I think Linnea Herzog played. That
was like one of the last shows I did before they gave us the boot.
Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Do people come to you about the label? Do you reach out to everybody? How's that going?
I am currently bombarded with submissions, believe it or not. And
no, I believe it, yeah.
I get probably four or five a week from all over the world, not just Boston.
Yeah.
And I try to listen to everything and give feedback, although I'm a little swamped right now, probably a little behind. But I'm in a place right now where I have, I'm between 25 and 30 bands on the label.
Right.
And, I have Bootleg Dan helping with booking, yeah. But besides that, it's just me.
I know.
So I can only do so much.
It's a tall order running this thing.
It's a lot, but it's my joy, you know. I love doing it.
Yeah. Do you have to remind yourself that you have a band?
Yeah. You know, actually, it took a while for this record to come out, and that's part of the reason, is that I was working so much on the label and on all these other bands and supporting them. It's like if I sign somebody, I really feel like I've made a commitment to put my heart and soul and time into growing their audience and making them successful, and I have to do the right thing. But also, I love my band, and this I'm really mm-hmm. proud of this record. I feel like... you know, it was recorded over a period of a couple of years, including some of it during the pandemic. And it was all done at Woolly Mammoth with David Minahan. You know, but it's a real labor of love. I'm really happy that it's coming out.
Yeah, a lot of the songs have been out for, like you said, a while.
Yep, yeah.
But there are some brand new too, right?
Yeah, it's a mix. I think it's about half and half.
Right, like half of them I've never heard before.
Yes.
And you have... Is it going to be a vinyl at some point, or just too damn expensive to do vinyl?
It might be. What I tend to do is do the CD first, and then if the CD
see what happens.
Off,
yeah,
and people ask for vinyl, I would consider vinyl. Vinyl's a little bit of an investment.
Yeah.
So you really want to make sure that people are going to buy it and listen to it. You know.
Yeah. I saw Charles is doing a cool thing with Canton's Pop 22.
Yeah, yeah.
He's putting out like picking 10 of the 22 and just putting that out on vinyl.
Yeah, so you know what happened with
that's
that.
That's kind of cool.
So he's on, Gymnasium is on Red on Red, yeah. And we started talking about vinyl, and I looked into it, and because of the volume of music on that, it's a double CD.
Right.
But on vinyl, it would be 3 records.
Oh,
and we priced it, and we went, oh, no, we can't do that.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, what if we did like a condensed version?
Best of.
Just the 10 that people like the best. And, so, and he's doing the right thing, engaging
yeah.
his fans and asking them which songs they
yeah,
want.
Yeah, he sent me a message asking for my top 10.
Good.
I sent it to him the other day. And now he has like a little
chart.
Yeah, chart with the checks. Yeah.
Highly scientific market yeah. research on the part of Charles Hanson.
Yeah, that's Charles in a nutshell.
I love that record so much, though, that it's just a work of genius.
When he came in, I was like, no, who does that? No one,
exactly.
No one puts out 22 song records anymore.
Yeah.
And on the Signal Light, is there a Black Thread song that you've crossed over with?
Yeah, there is. It's the You and Me Against You and Me. And it's interesting because I originally wrote that song for The Unclean. In my mind, it was kind of like a Tom Petty kind of sounding song.
Yeah.
I had so many songs in the works with The Unclean that the band was learning and we were working on that I was like, oh, I'll just work this with the Black Threads a little bit. And it turned out great with the Black Threads,
yeah.
But I like the rock and roll version, too. I have a handful of songs that can work with both
bands.
Oh,
yeah. You could put a record out with two versions. See how that goes.
It's all kinds of crazy things.
That'd be interesting. I'm going to play some more off of that. I'm going to play The Boot and something else, and we'll come back and talk a bit more. Right now, this is The Boot off of The Signal Light.
We'll be right back.
right. That was the Signal Light, Drug-Seeking Behavior, and the Boot, all off of the Signal Light. And a couple of those are premieres, you were saying?
Yes, they are. They're being heard by folks listening here tonight for the first time. They've never been played on radio anywhere.
Thanks so much for allowing me to do that.
Of course.
It's a great, great release. And you have shows, obviously, coming up for this.
Yeah, we have a record release party this Friday night at Faces in Malden with Barence Whitfield and his all-star band and a new band called Spiller. This is only their second show, and it features members of Underball, Green Magnet School, Gangrene, Unnatural Acts, Hmong, Jerry's Kids. Yeah, these guys have quite a resume between the four of them. And they're great. I'm really excited that they're doing the show.
They sound like a rockin' outfit. I used to love Hmong.
Yeah. I'm a big Hmong fan. Yeah.
No, they're awesome. They were so good when we played with them at
Jay's birthday party.
Jay's birthday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was there, but I didn't.
They were.
That was
first.
A long night. Yes,
yeah.
That was a long night, and I probably came like in the middle.
Yeah. So that was their first show, and I think they only did like 6 songs or something, but so this is their first real show, and I'm excited about it. They're great.
I remember Eric Law telling me about them.
Yeah, they're cool.
The Law.
Yeah, he would know.
He knows. He's a tastemaker.
Yeah. I haven't seen him lately.
I know he's been intermittently out. I don't know what's going on.
Well, hopefully he'll be there Friday.
Yeah. You gotta make sure you get to a John Paul Haida show to make sure you definitely catch him.
Yep, exactly.
J-Po.
Yeah, J-Po has new stuff coming out, I think.
Oh yes, he does.
As well, I'll tell you this off here. This might not be known yet, so someone else has new stuff, but I can't really get into that.
Okay.
Yet, but
can I say a couple things about the record that I just want to make sure people know? The first is that the art on this record is absolutely amazing, and it features original illustrations by Stephen Fredette, who some of you might know as an artist, and some of you might know as someone who used to be in Scruffy the Cat, but he's incredibly talented artist, and I went to his house and met him and talked with him about some of the songs on the record and what they were about, and he took that inspiration and made these beautiful illustrations that are featured on the record.
Yeah, I got a great stuff. I have a copy of it.
Yeah, they're really cool. And photos by Joan Hathaway, and she's going to be doing a video for us too. So, so we're working with some really great people on this. We're excited.
A video for which song?
I think we're doing a video for "Breaking the Devil Out of Hell," which is sort of a take on the traditional, you know, battle with the devil.
Yeah.
Theme, but a little bit of a twist.
No fiddles, though.
No fiddles?
No fiddling.
No fiddles, but I do play slide guitar, I'm excited to say.
Another cool video, the Chelsea Kerr's newest video.
Oh, isn't that great?
With an homage to the fans.
Yeah,
that was great.
So what happened with that is that they played a ton of shows. They've been touring, and audience members took footage and sent it to Linda, and she compiled that footage into this really great video. And it really just shows the love between the audience and the band, with that band.
Yeah.
Their fans just adore them.
And that's a video that I imagine, not a lot goes into it. Just send me your videos. We'll make a hodgepodge. You know, you don't have to go to some studio and design a whole plan of what.
That's all Linda's hard work. Linda Pardee, she's brilliant.
Yeah, that was a great idea. All right, anything else you want to?
Yes, I just want to say that Justine and I did not plan to wear the same T-shirt tonight.
It just happens.
Well, it's an appropriate shirt, though.
It is the Red on Red Records T-shirt.
Yes. For those who can't see, we happen to both be wearing matching.
But we used to live together, Justine and I.
Before the weird guy or after the weird?
Before the weird guy that looks like you.
The weird guy came in after.
Yeah, he was after.
You never should have left, Justine.
I know,
you move and a weird guy comes.
I made the way for weirdness.
Jeez. No, we all the Malachite girls lived in a house in Alston, and it was the four of us and Jay Allen. somehow he got that lucky. And we always
Question
used to
mark.
We'd always come, you know, we'd go out together, we'd go to Bunratty's or whatever it was called. And Justine and I would always be wearing the same thing. Like, just, we'd come out of our rooms and be like, ah, gotta change. Can't go out looking like twinsies.
Yeah.
And I show up at the door and I'm like, come on. Yep. You're wearing the same thing. We should have talked.
It always happens.
A lot of blacks back then.
Yep. Well, like cut-off shorts with tights, boots.
Yeah.
What's the thing?
Flannel shirt.
Mm. Leather jacket.
So you were in Allston for a while?
I was there for, I think, 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I loved it.
It's a bit congested now.
It's a little gentrified these days, I'm afraid.
A little.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some good clubs there, but I still like Allston.
Yeah. It's still got a little post-college bohemian thing going on.
Yeah.
That's where I bought my bass.
Yep.
Mr. Music. Yep.
Any city or town that's got clubs. There's a new club in Medford. You about that one?
Oh, Deep Cuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been yet. I want to go check it out.
I haven't either. I'm going to probably... there are a couple shows, though. They're getting some national bands.
Yep. I'm
trying to find the name. There's a female band from L.A. that's coming there soon. I'm going to go to that show, but that's a pretty good-sized venue. I think it's like totals like 250 or something.
Yeah. And that's a really important size right now. Those venues that are like around 200.
They're tiny or big.
Yeah. Those mid-sized venues are really hard to find and book. And we're doing a ton of booking now with Red on Red, and we're bringing bands over from Europe. And it's getting the right room is really important.
Yeah, I hope it works because it's convenient for me. and there is plenty of parking down there. Like, and during the day it might be a bit much, but at night, like, there's a whole bunch of lots there where there's stores that at nighttime would not be open. So there is parking.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, we're supposed to tell our fans something about parking for Friday.
Oh.
Oh God. You're right. We are. I just don't remember what
it escapes you. Maybe you know.
No, there's a. I think there's
I'll look
a
it
lot.
Up.
There's like a public lot.
For Faces and
for Faces.
Malden. Oh yeah, there's a garage. Like if you're in Faces and you look out the window, there's like a big ass garage.
Yeah. So I think they're recommending if you don't immediately find street parking to park in that garage.
Yeah, and I don't know if the garage is it free at night?
Oh, there it is. Tell your fans this.
There we go.
There we go. Janet's got the info.
There's a garage off Exchange Street that's free to park.
It is free. Yeah.
After 10, the arm goes up. This is fascinating information.
That means you can get out.
Yeah.
Can you get in, though? Apparently, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the garage, I think you would go just a tick beyond Faces. Oh, well, depending on what direction you're coming from. But, yeah, I've seen the garage. If you look out the window... Like, people have said to me, I parked right there. I said, I drove around the neighborhood for a half hour, really.
All right, well, good to know.
Good to know.
But Faces, even without the garage, I've never had a real problem parking there.
It's a nice
I like
club.
It there a lot,
it's
yeah.
Cool. We're thrilled to be playing there.
All right, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you, Skybar.
Oh, the name, the band playing, they're called the Death Valley Girls.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to play them right now. But, yeah, I think they're coming to that club in a... I don't know. So,
nice.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Go to the gig. Faces.
Friday night.
Barrett's Whitfield and Spiller.
Yep. Doors at 8 p.m.
Great lineup. All right. Here we go. This is the Death Valley Girls.
Oh, captain's the scent. This is the lamb I'm feeding him.
That was Francis of Delirium with the Funhouse. Before that, Death Valley Girls, Islands in the Sky. 933 WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. At long last, the first ever Porch Fest here at WMFO's hometown of Medford hits porches, driveways, and yards around the city on Saturday, June 3rd. Rain date Sunday, June 4th. Homes and businesses around Medford will host live music performances from noon to 5 p.m. free of charge and open to all. With a wide variety of acts spanning genres and neighborhoods, Porch Fest will bring the talent of our diverse city out into the open air, while inviting neighbors out to meet, celebrate, and bring our city a little closer together. For more information, visit medford.porchfest.info or Medford Porch Fest on Facebook and Instagram. A message from the Medford Porch Fest Organizing Committee and WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio. All right, fun times with Justine and Janet on this show. I want to thank them again for coming in. Played a lot of the music off of their new release, The Signal Light. As I said, this is WMFO in Medford. I got about a half hour to go. This is a song by Muck and the Myers.
Come on, turn the beat.
That was Indonesian Junk, a song called Type of a Girl. Before that, Nikki Lane with First High and Mucka the Myers with Beat Revolution, 9:45. I got a few more left to go. This song is by a band called The Darts.
Yeah. Play these games that I can't see. Then you call my name late at night. I can't breathe. So then you call my number just to pretend. Well, the morning comes and you decide to leave me behind. You leave me behind.
you got my number. Yes, even then, while the morning came and I decided to leave you behind, I leave you behind, I leave you.
All right, that was Senseless Optimism, a song called Leave You Behind. Before that, The Moving Targets with Over My Head, The Sore Thumbs with True Hope, Darts with My Way. 9:55, a little after 9:55 actually, WMFO in Medford. You've just listened to Rising with Sky Bar. I'm going to close with one by the Japan Droids. See you next week. Thanks for listening. I don't think DJ say that enough, so if you're out there listening to this show, thanks a lot, and I hope you like some of the stuff we played. Once again, here are the Japan Droids, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar.